Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Come on in, everybody, everywhere, on every platform, and speak to me as you come in. As you come in, make sure you like the video. Tell me where you're watching from and share. When you share, people get saved. Come on in on every platform. It is Monday night. Time to command your day and command your week with the power of prayer. Come on in, everybody. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, Duval, come on, Parker, Colorado, good to see you. Come on in, everybody, everywhere, let's get it, let's go. When you share, people get saved. In case you don't know, over 3,000 people, I think we're over like 3,040 people so far this year. I'm giving their lives to the Lord. To God be the glory for that. That's amazing. Atlanta, good to see you. Texas, good to see you. Houston, H-Town, good to see you. Come on in, everybody. Come on in, like it, tell me where you're watching from, and share. Atlanta, what's going on, Atlanta? Oldowa, Tennessee. Good to see you. Otiwa, Tennessee. There we go. Florida, good to see you. Come on in, everybody. Shalom to you. Shalom is a word that we use. It's built into the harvest culture, and it literally means peace. But it means more than peace. It means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. All is well. In fact, that word shalom is the same word in the scripture that means prosper. In Psalm 37, when the scripture says that God delights in the prosperity of his servant, that's the same word for shalom. Psalm 35, 27. And so that word's got power behind it. Every time you release that word, you're literally prophesying. Can you just say that? I am shalom. Come on, speak that. I am shalom. And yesterday, in part one in Denver, part two in Atlanta, we dealt with that thing yesterday. Come on in, Zeta, California. Welcome. Detroit, Michigan, Covington, Georgia, New Jersey. Aurora, good to see you. Valdosta, Georgia, Southwest Denver, Florida. Good to see you. Everybody, everywhere, let's go. Rita from Philadelphia. Welcome, Rita from Philadelphia. We are shalom. Hey, listen, again, let me get you to share, and let me also encourage you to get our app. Can I get somebody over on TikTok to type this in the comments? Text Harvest 255-498. Can I get somebody over there on IG to do the same thing? Text Harvest 255-498. When you do that, our app is the best way to stay connected to everything Harvest, everything Bishop Foreman. In fact, our number one way that people connect with Harvest is actually through our podcast, believe it or not, still our audio podcast and our app. And so I want to encourage you to be a part of that. Let's go. Let's go. Atlanta, good to see you. Good to see you. Listen, don't forget this upcoming Sunday. Of course, you got Wednesday, our daily pop-ups. That's why you want the app. And then this upcoming Sunday, in Denver, we're going to be giving away about 1,000 toys in Denver. We're going to be giving away about 1,000 toys in Atlanta on Sunday night. And so we're fully registered. But in case anybody cancels or what have you, if you are in need or you know a family that's in need, you can go to our website and do that. If it says it's full, it's full. Come on, just finished watching both services yesterday. They were so good. That's awesome. So you can be a part of that on Sunday. And then for my online family, 9:15, 11:15, 1:15, 4 and 7 on Sunday. We got you covered for Christmas Eve. And then let me say, in addition to that, don't forget Wisdom Night Live Bible study. It's going to be amazing. Let me just tell you the title of it today before we jump into prayer. Hey, Kenya, before we jump into printed prayer tonight, the title of Bible study, this upcoming Wisdom is going to be good, is I'm Anointed to Prophet. Isaiah 48:17 says that he is the Lord that teaches you to prophet. Prophet means that I got more left over that I had to put out. And profitability, hear me, is bigger than money. Profitability is bigger than that dollar bills. Profitability means I got more joy left over than the joy I released. Come on, y'all. I got more peace than the peace I released. I've got more than what I released. And so we're going to deal with that, because this month, my assignment is to make sure that you lack nothing. Can you put that in the comments? I lack nothing. Come on, say it. I lack nothing. And then make it future tense. I lack nothing deals with your present. I'll lack nothing deals with your future, because by the time you show up in your future, I need you to lack nothing. And I need you to make sure that you lack nothing in your now. You lack nothing in your now. We're going to go into prayer. And earlier today, I heard the Lord speak very clearly about where he wanted us to spend some time in prayer. And we're going to do this. I did a reel about it from Psalm 121 and 5. I'm going to focus some time and some energy tonight on this principle that God is your keeper. He's your keeper. And here's the focus of what we're going to start the first half of prayer about, is that he keeps us from some things because he's keeping us for some things. Let me back that thing up and say it again. He keeps us from some things to keep us for some things. There's some things in your life that God has seemingly kept you from. And you can feel like, God, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why this? And it, watch me, it can seem like rejection. It can seem like calamity. Y'all ready for this? It can seem like failure. Shut up talking to me tonight. Let's go. And I don't mean literally shut up. It just means that's good. You can think that it was failure. You better hit me. But he was keeping you from something, because he was keeping you for something. Let me release this before we even jump into prayer tonight. Come on, Melody, what a praise report. He kept you. You got to share that praise report in the app. I saw that comment on Facebook. All right. The relationship might not work. You ready? And he kept you from something because he was keeping you for something. Y'all ain't saying that to me. You ready? And so we're going to focus the first part of prayer on him being our keeper. So we're going to deal with that scripture from Psalm 125. You ready? Do me a favor. Psalm 121 and 5. Do me a favor. Share whatever platform you're on. When you share, people get saved. Let's go. Father, we bless you. We honor you, sir. You are good. You are mighty. You are strong. You are powerful. You are undefeated. There is no God like you. There is no God beside you. And we give you glory tonight. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, and we bless your name. Before we ask you for anything tonight, God, we just want to let you know we appreciate you. We are thankful. Thank you for getting us to the 18th day of the 12th month of the 2023 year since you walked this earth in the body named Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your faithfulness. We bless you for your kindness. We bless you for your consistency. We bless you for your reliability. We bless you because you have always been faithful to us. We bless you because you always get us through what looks like a valley. We bless you because you always ensure that our enemies do not rejoice over us. We bless you because you always make things work together for our good. Oh, we bless you tonight, God. And we tell you, thank you. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for not letting us lose our mind. Thank you for not letting us take our lives. Thank you for letting nothing take our lives. Thank you for making sure that we prosper. Thank you, God, for making sure that all things work together for our good. Thank you, God, for everything that you have done. Can I just get you to drop in the comments that you are thankful? If he's ever done anything for you, can you put something you're thankful for in the comments? The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. The gates were the outer part, which means God says, don't even think about coming to me, asking me for anything. If you cannot be thankful for what I have already done. Thankful people always triumph. And I pray, God, that you would lock thankfulness on the inside of us. Let us be a thankful people. Don't let us be entitled. Don't let us be those that think we are deserving of something. The Bible says our righteousness, it's just filthy rags. So on the day where we think we're being our best and doing our best Christianity, the reality is that's still filthy before your holiness. But you sacrifice your life so we can boldly approach the throne of grace and obtain mercy and favor in our time of need. We thank you that you've given us endurance. We thank you that you've given us patience. We thank you that you've protected us. We thank you that you have kept us. We thank you for what you kept us from, and we thank you for what you kept us for. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our help. We thank you for our ability to speak. We thank you for the ability to use our tongues to speak and declare your word. We thank you for the ability to see. We thank you for the ability to hear. We thank you for the ability to walk. We thank you for the ability to talk. God, make us thankful tonight, even for the little things. Even for the little things, because there's people who would love to have the things we complain about. There's people who would love to have the things that we don't pay attention to. So we tell you thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. In your courts with praise. This simply means we celebrate you. We celebrate you tonight because there is no God like our God. Nobody stands beside you. When they tried to stand up the Ark of the Covenant next to a statue of a fish god, Dagon, Father, the Bible says that that fish god was knocked on his face. His hands were knocked off. His feet were knocked off because nothing compares to you. You are incomparable. And we lift you up tonight. David said it like this, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And this means we make you bigger, not because you need to be bigger, because sometimes we need to remind ourselves just how big you are, just how significant you are, just how great you are, just how magnificent you are. You are awesome. Awesome means awe. We stand in awe of you and everything about you. It keeps us in awe, awesome. And watch me, and not just some of you is awe, keeps us in awe, but all of you keeps us in awe. And for that, we tell you, thank you. We're in awe of how you love us. We're in awe of how you are consistent with us. We're in awe of how you keep letting your unfolding plan manifest in our lives. We're in awe of how you take what the enemy means for evil and you turn it for our good. We're in awe of how we keep missing every attack of the enemy. Watch me. Every time he thinks he's got us, we just slide. We slide over. Every time he thinks he's got us cornered, we slide over. We are in awe of how we can declare a thing and see that thing manifest. Let the weak say, I am strong, which means we don't have to feel it in order for it to become our reality, because we are people of faith. We're in awe of how you did not give us what we deserve, but your grace and your mercy have rewritten our lives. Grace is when you give us something good, God, that we do not deserve. But mercy is when you block something negative that we do deserve. We're in awe of how your grace and mercy keeps rewriting the story. Come on, I just need you to type that in the comments. He's rewriting my story. Whatever it looked like, all we got to do is turn the page because you're rewriting the story. Whenever it looks hopeless, all we got to do is turn the page because you are rewriting the story. We stand in awe. We are in awe of your miracles. We're in awe of your signs. We're in awe of your wonders. The greatest miracle is us. Father, we're in awe of the miracle that we are. After all we've been through, after all we survived, after all we've overcome, it doesn't make any sense how we're still in our right minds. Is there anybody on prayer tonight beside me? But the truth is, as much hell as you've had to go through, it doesn't make any sense while you're still in your right mind, while you still have hope, while you still believe he's able. We are in awe of the miracle that we are. Thank you, God, that you get the glory out of us being a miracle. Your word says, God, that we are living epistles, that we are written unto men, which means, God, that literally our life is a letter that is going to be read by somebody else. And I thank you, God, that the letter gets better. That the letter gets better, which means they're going to read our life, and every time that they think it's over, they're going to see your arm. They're going to read our life, and every time it looks like we're out of hope, they're going to see it get better. They're going to read our lives, and every time it seems like the devil won, it's about to get better. The letter gets better, the letter gets better, the letter gets better. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, that we enter your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise. So now, God, we ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, those committed knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive us for sin, which means to miss the mark. We thank you that you are the God that forgives us when we don't get it right. You're the God that forgives us when we screw up. You're the God that forgives us when we didn't handle it right. Father, I pray that that forgiveness be pervasive tonight. Let us feel your forgiveness. And God, as we're asking you to forgive us, according to Mark 11:25, we forgive every single person. Come on here. Every single person that has wronged us, that has lied on us, that has talked about us, that has done us dirty, that has not been consistent, that we gave something to that they did not reciprocate. We forgive them and we release that, because unforgiveness is like carrying a corpse around. It will eventually begin to contaminate you. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping that the other person dies. It's going to kill you. We release them tonight. As we ask you for forgiveness, we forgive those that have hurt us. We will not hold on to it. We're not going to carry it. Matter of fact, God, let the anger go. Come on here. Let the emotion go. Come on here. Let the frustration go. In the name of Jesus, we let it go. Come on. Can you put that in the comments? I let it go. Father, for those that need to forgive themselves tonight, we don't just forgive others. We forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves for our stupidity. Come on. We forgive ourselves. You ready for this? For the things that we knew we shouldn't have done and did anyhow. We forgive ourselves. Here it is. For the things we tolerated that we should not have tolerated. We forgive ourselves for the red flags that we ignored because we tried to bleach them and make them something else. We forgive ourselves tonight. If you've been struggling to forgive you, I need you to say this: I forgive me. I forgive me, or I forgive myself. I forgive me. I forgive myself. Father, we ask tonight that not only would we forgive ourselves, not only do we forgive others, but God, anyone on prayer tonight where they have had an ought with you, Father, in Jesus' name, this is going to sound crazy, but Father, I pray that you would give them the release right now to forgive you. Because Father, there are those that are watching right now and on prayer tonight. They have been frustrated. They have been angry. They have illegally held an ought against you, holding you responsible, trying to bring you to a level as if you can be held accountable to us. So, Father, I pray that forgiveness happen in every way, shape, form, or fashion tonight. So that way, when we pray tonight, that nothing be withheld. When we pray tonight, nothing be blocked. Unforgiveness will block prayers from working. Because your word says, God, that if you stand in prayer for anything and you realize you have an ought against your brother, he said, wait a minute, go get that together and then come back and pray. In other words, unforgiveness blocks prayers. Unforgiveness blocks breakthrough. Unforgiveness blocks blessing. Unforgiveness blocks what you need. But in the name of Jesus, I pray that it be released tonight. There be no unforgiveness found in us. 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 Come on, y'all, pray with me. There be no unforgiveness found in us. There be no unforgiveness found in us. We do not have another day to waste. We don't have another moment to waste. We don't have another situation that we can be sad, stuck, or stagnant in the name of Jesus. So there is no unforgiveness in us in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Come on, y'all. I need you to just, I need us to push right through here and just say, no unforgiveness, no unforgiveness, no unforgiveness, no unforgiveness. I need you to push right through here. Because if the enemy wants to get you to mess yourself up, he'll do it through unforgiveness. He'll do it through unforgiveness. And you have too much ahead of you. You have too many people to meet, places to go, things to do, things to see, than to be stuck in some unforgiveness. Let it go. Let it go. There be no unforgiveness in us. There be no unforgiveness in us, God. I pray that we not even be affected the way that we were affected by the wrong that was done to us. Come on, let's push here. I pray that we not be negatively affected. Let it be as if it had no effect. I got Bible for that. In the book of Daniel, the scripture says, in the book of Daniel, that when they went through the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they did not even look like what they'd been through. It did not even look like one of their hairs on their head had been singed. So in Jesus' name, this means that we could go through something that is painful and not reflect it. We can go through something that's difficult and not reflective. We can go through something that was harmful to us, but it was actually ended up being helpful for us. We would not look like what we've been through. We would not look like what's happened to us. In fact, God, tonight we make this bold declaration. Nothing has happened to us. Everything has happened for us. Everything has happened for us. Can you put that in the comments? It happened for me. It happened for me. Come on, Lori, it happened for you. Nakia, it happened for you. Christy, it happened for you. Tanisha, it happened for you. It happened for you. Nothing happened to you. It happened for you. Why? Romans 8:28. You are the God that makes all things work together. You are the God that makes all things work together. You are the God that makes all things work together. You are the God that makes all things work together. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Here it is. You make our stupid decisions, our good decisions, and our okay decisions. You pull all of them together, and it comes out amazing. You took what we shouldn't have done. You take what we should have done, and you take what we still ain't sure about yet, and you make it all work together for our good. I pray not only there be no unforgiveness. Let's go further. I pray there be no regret. The scripture says that regret is like a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you live in regret, you create a hell on earth for yourself. But tonight, in Jesus' name, I pray that we not only not have any unforgiveness, but I pray that we have no regret. Come on, can you put that in the comments? I have no regret. That we have no regrets. That we do not look back on our life with a sense of regret. That we do not look back on our life with a sense of regret. But instead, we look at our life and realize that we made the decisions that we made based on where we were. And we lived and we learned and we get better. And we've lived and we've learned and we get better. And we've lived and we've learned and we get better. And we've lived and we've learned and we'll get better. And we've lived and we learn and we will get better. In the name of Jesus, we will not stay stuck. We will not stay stagnant. We will not stay stuck. We will not stay stagnant. We will not stay in regret. We will not look back over our lives with regret. But in Jesus' name, we will move in what you have ordained. I need us to spend a few moments here because regret is where a lot of people live. Regret is being in the present but mourning the past. Regret is being in the present but mourning the past. And I need you to let it go. There's nothing you can do about what you've done. There's nothing you can do about where you've been. There's nothing you can do about what you said except make the decision that from this day forward, I'm going to go with God. That from this day forward, I'm going to do it better. From this day forward, I'm committed to being in competition with yesterday's version of myself. We will not live in regret. We will not live in unforgiveness. Because there is too much ahead of us. There is too much ahead of us. We will move forward. I just need you to put this in the comments and say this out of your mouth. From this day forward. From this day forward. From this day forward. From this day. I can't do nothing about yesterday. I can't do nothing about 20 minutes ago. But from this day forward. I can't do nothing about yesterday, but from this day forward, I can't do nothing about 2 years ago, but from this day forward, I can't do nothing about last year, but from this day forward, you can't do nothing about that relationship from 5 years ago, but from this day forward, you can't do nothing about that family situation, but from this day forward, from this day forward, we tell you that your kingdom is first. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you, meaning we will lack nothing. We will lack nothing. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Come on, y'all. Let's go up for prayer. Everybody say yes, Lord, right there. Let's go up for breath, rather. Come on. Say yes, Lord, right there. Do me a favor. If you're just coming in, like the video. Tell me where you're watching from and share. When you share, people get saved. Well over 3,000 people. Somebody on my team, give me the updated number of decisions as of last night. People got saved yesterday in Denver, Atlanta, and online. It's amazing to me. Every place yesterday, and this has been happening since we've been doing these Atlanta interest services into September. We did them in October. We did two in November, took 2 weeks break. And then we've been doing them, the last three Sundays in December. And every week people are getting saved in all three places, online, Denver, and Atlanta. That is amazing. Somebody give me that number. While I'm waiting on that number to come through, I want you to pay attention to what we've just prayed about, because sometimes we pray and you don't pay attention. I want to encourage some of you to just be mindful of what we've prayed about. Number one, what did we just pray? We just prayed. Number one, I was doing that little thing on the camera. We just prayed, number one, to deal with unforgiveness. Hear me. Unforgiveness will block your blessing, block your future, block your breakthrough, because literally heaven says we cannot release anything to you until you release them. It's kind of like this. You want thank you. 3,035. Thank you. Can we give God praise for that? 3,035. Come on, Salt Lake City. 3,035 so far this year. We're going to see God get us to at least 3,100. And remember, guys, our goal was only 2,023. God has already exceeded our goal by, what is that, 1,022? He did that. Come on, could you just put that in the comments? God did that. Why do we count? Because lives matter to God. Why do we count? Because anything that's alive should be growing. And harvest and what we're doing is growing every single day in Buildings and Online. Every single day. God did that. To God be the glory. And here's what's awesome. That's every race, every background, every age, every pedigree. That's everybody. I just got back to Denver maybe an hour and a half or so ago. I ran into a store real fast, and I ran into a harvester in the store. You got to hear me. We everywhere, y'all. I was on a plane, ran into a harvester on the plane, at the airport, ran into harvesters at the airport. I'm telling you, we're everywhere, all right? So whether you're connected to harvest or not, you just need to know we everywhere, all right? We're going to make you family no matter what, all right? We prayed about unforgiveness. Bishop, how do I know I've forgiven someone for something? Let's go here. Is that when you can talk about it and remember the lesson, but no longer relive the pain. You can remember the lesson, but no longer relive the pain. If you keep reliving the pain, then this means that the unforgiveness is still there. Well, Bishop, how do I do it? First of all, I've taught a lot of messages on forgiveness, so go to our app or website to look at the message on forgiveness. But here's the other thing that you have to do. It has to be, you got to use the principles I taught in yesterday's word. You have to be persistent. That I forgive them, I release it, I let it go. I forgive them, I release it, I let it go. I forgive them, I release it, I let it go. I forgive them, I release it, I let it go. I forgive them, I release it, I let it go. I forgive them, I release it, I let it go. Here's what some people will say. Well, you know, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, listen, then that probably says you still have unforgiveness. If you don't want to talk about it because it's too painful, that means you probably still have unforgiveness. And I need us to hit this in prayer again. It's kind of like when you need to get a stain out of something. Sometimes you hit it one time, you're going to hit it again. That's what we're about to do in prayer. God, go to the deep places in us where there are recesses left and there's residue left from painful experiences. And I pray, God, that you would purge that out of us. That you would purge that out of us. We let it go. We are no longer holding on to it. The word forgive in Greek literally means that we are no longer trying to punish them, because unforgiveness is a form of internal psychological and spiritual punishment in which you inflict pain against them, but the only place they're feeling it is in you. Let me back it up and say it again. You inflict pain against them, but the only place that they're feeling it is in you, because they're not feeling it in reality. Father, any place in us where there's been any holdout, where there's been something we've been holding on to, where there's been something that's still on us. Father, there's certain things we can't go into next because there's still past residue that's on us. And you can't walk into new with the residue of your past. And so I pray, God, that we not be held up from our necks because of our past. I even hear the Lord saying, for some of you, it ain't even people. It's places you need to forgive. It's some cities you need to forgive. It's some environments you need to forgive. Who am I talking to tonight? It's some situations you need to forgive. It ain't even a person. It's a situation you need to forgive because you're mourning a situation. It's an environment you need to forgive. It's a job you need to forgive because you hate that company because of your experience with that company. Who am I talking to? You hate that company. You hate that organization. You hate church and some churches and church people because of your past experiences. I need you to let that go. God, we hit that thing again. We hit that thing again. We let it go. We let it go. We let it go. Any deep places where there's a recess, where there's something hiding out. I even heard the Lord loud and clear. For some of you, he says, you're currently in a repeat situation of a previous situation to show you that you had never forgiven the prior situation. But tonight, I need you to put that in the comments. But tonight, what's that mean, Bishop? When you say but tonight, you're putting a period on some things. But tonight, we let that go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I hear you, Lord. There are several of you. There is a type of person. It ain't a person. It's a type of person that you have unforgiveness against. When you think of this, like an avatar, you think of this person, you know, they this height, this size, this skin color, this weight, this. There's a type of person that you have learned to hate. Who am I talking to tonight? Where you have learned to hate them. There's an unforgiveness toward them. So anytime you see that type of person, it triggers you. Anytime you see that type of person, you instantly have suspicion. You call it discernment. It ain't discernment. It's suspicion. It's suspicion because you're still suffering from what that situation did to you. But in Jesus' name, I see your hands. But tonight, in Jesus' name, we let it go. We let it go. We let it go. We will let him who stole steal no longer. We will let him who stole steal no longer. We will let him who stole steal no longer. We will let him who stole steal no longer. Unforgiveness will not be a tool that's used against us. You can't. We let it go. It was a seed. It made us better. It made us stronger. It made us wiser. It made us more spiritual. God, there's certain things we never would have done for ourselves had they not done that to us. We never would have done it for ourselves had they not said that to you. There's some changes you made in your life, but the only reason you made them is because of what somebody did to you. So God used it. He used it. He used it. You never would have started getting healthy if they, now it was hurtful what they called you, but it pushed you to go get healthy. It was hurtful what they did to you, but it pushed you to go get yourself together. It was hurtful the way they did it, but it was helpful in terms of the result that it brought. And for that, we tell you thank you in Jesus' name. Hey, Sydney, Australia, everybody say thank you, Jesus, right there. Thank you, Jesus, right there. Thank you, Jesus, right there. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. We only have a few more prayers left this year. We got to go up because you got to end this year strong. You got to end this year strong because you're going to go into 24 getting more. Yeah, I'll tell you right now, 24 is going to be your year more. God's going to do more for you, more through you, more in you. But there's still 13 days left in this year. And I expect him to do in the last 13 what he's not done in the first 300 plus. I expect him to do in the last 2 weeks what he has not done in the first 11 and a half months. In Jesus' name. Come on, everybody say amen right there. Do me a favor. Share every platform you're on. When you share, people get saved. When you share, people get saved, right? 3,035 recorded decisions of people giving their lives to the Lord so far this year. And that happens because of your share. All right, so the first thing that we hit was unforgiveness. Okay, and you got to hear me. You got to watch out for that unforgiveness because it literally is a tool of the enemy to keep you, your prayers, hear me, your prayers can't be heard. You got to hear me. They can't be heard when you're walking in unforgiveness. They can't be. Heaven literally cannot respond to you when you're walking in unforgiveness. Now, do you understand why the enemy will let something happen to try to trigger you so that now you're ticked off? Can I say it? Pissed off, angry with a person? Because he needs to get you into unforgiveness so that, watch me, so that your plane sits on the tarmac and never takes off. Your life sit stagnant and never take. Now do you see why? Now do you see why when you know you're on the edge of something amazing, people start tripping with you? People start acting crazy with you? People start doing stuff and you're like, these angels? You're like, what are they doing? What are they doing? It is because the enemy knows, watch me, since he couldn't stop you, he needs you to stop yourself. So he'll get you to a place of unforgiveness. He'll get you to a place of bitterness. To shut you down, because heaven will not respond when you've when there's unforgiveness. Heaven will not respond. Come on. I know this is, we got to hit it again, but I heard the Lord say, hit that one more time. It's kind of like a stain in a garment. Sometimes you got to hit it one more time. This is going to be that final time. God, we tell you again, we let go of any unforgiveness. We let go of any pain, bitterness, or anything that is in us according to Mark 11 and 25. We will not let the enemy steal from us. We forgive. We forgive them, we forgive ourselves, and we forgive you if we've falsely accused you of something and held you. I heard you, Lord. I heard the Lord say there's several watching right now on prayer where secretly, in you, right, there's been this part of you that has been angry with God because you're trying to figure out why did he let certain things happen. And I heard the Lord say, treat this like an altar call right now. That's what we're going to do. If that's you, wave your hand right now. You've been angry with God secretly, not outwardly. It's been an internal thing. It's been an internal thing where you have been, why did he let this happen? Why did he not let this happen? Why is this happening? Why is this going on? I see you. This is an altar call right now. This is an altar call. I'm gonna give an invitation later. I see several hands. If that's you, wave that hand. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. No condemnation, no shame. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. You were Bishop Foreman. You were in a safe place. You are in a safe place. I see your hands. I heard the Lord. I got the Holy Ghost, not the guest. I got the ghost. You ready? Hear me. You have to recognize he is your God, not your genie. What does this mean? That at some point, he loves us so much, you got to hear me, that he will make an executive decision to override you. I'm going to back it up and say it again. At some point, you have to be okay with the fact he's a sovereign. Now, sovereign means the sovereign, that meaning controls everything. Let me be very clear. So don't get God controls everything. That's not scripture. Genesis 1:26, in the earth, he's given us dominion. A sovereign means that he has the ultimate executive power over everything under his reign. He purchased us. Can you say that? He bought me. He purchased us. He bought me. Okay. So that means we're under his reign. He purchases with his blood. That's why Jesus had to shed his blood on Calvary, because he had to purchase us back. He had to buy us back. You got it? Adam gave up his authority. So the last Adam had to buy us back. He redeemed us. You know what it means to redeem? If you get a gift card and you go redeem it, you go buy it. Somebody put money on it. Now you go redeem it. I go exchange the money for merchandise. So he bought us. Okay, this is why he had to shed his blood. This is why the blood of goats and rams and all that, this is why that didn't work, because they weren't him. He had to own us. He had to purchase us. Now listen to me. And him purchasing us, this means that there are some times where he has to be daddy. Abba is the word. There are sometimes he has to say, I know that's what you want, but I can promise you that ain't what you need. You got to hear me. He'll say, watch me. There's sometimes you will pray, you will fast, you will sow, you will do everything. And there are some things, hear me, where God says, I got something better. I have something different. I got to do something different here. You got to hear me. You got to hear me. You got to hear me. There are some times he will override and overrule you because he's your father. He is, watch me, he bought us, which means he gets to run us. And I just need you to say this. Forgive me, Lord. Father, forgive us for treating you like you were a genie instead of God. Forgive us for treating you like you were our homeboy and homegirl and friend instead of God. You are our God, which means there are some times where you will step in and make an executive decision to overrule and override what we want, because what we want is in for our good. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for being angry. Forgive us. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Forgive us for thinking we knew better than you. And Job 42, here's what Job said. This is what turned Job's situation, because Job literally said, why couldn't you stop all of this? Why didn't you do something about all of this? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm not perfect, but I'm sowing, I'm serving, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Why could you not let this happen? And the Bible says that Job replied to the Lord saying, I know you can do anything. Sometimes there's things you have to do, God, just so we know you can do anything. He says, and that no one can stop you. You asked, who is this that questions my wisdom with such arrogance? It's I was talking about things. This is what Job said in Job 42:3, that I knew nothing about, things that were too far wonderful for me. In other words, he said, I thought I knew everything, but I discovered I didn't know nothing. Verse 4, you said, listen, and I will speak. I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. Here's what Job says, and this is what we're about to say, Job 42 and 6. I take back everything I said, and I repent. Father, we take back every negative thing we said about you, every negative thing we said about your word, every negative thing we said about your church, every negative thing we said about your people, every negative thing we said about your way, every negative thing, we take it back. Please, prayer, go in with me and say, I take it back. 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 I take back my complaining. We take back our negativity. We take back our sense of entitlement. We take back our unfaithfulness. Forgive us, God, for thinking that we were entitled to be unfaithful. You've been too good to us for us to play you like that. You've been too good to us for us to act like we don't have to be faithful and consistent. You've been too good to us. I wish we would treat you like that. We are not those of Romans chapter 1. Or hell is this. Hell, the scripture says, you give them over to their own debased and reprobate mind. Which means at a certain point, God, when you've seen enough foolishness in somebody, you literally say, do what you want to do. Thank you, God, for not letting us get to that point. Thank you. Can you please put that in the comments? Thank you. Thank you, God, for not letting us get to that point to where we're over in some witchcraft, and where we're over practicing Islam. To where we're over practicing Judaism, to where we're over practicing something else, to where here it is, we just spiritual, but we don't believe in God. To where we do, thank you, God, for not letting us turn to that. Keep us, God. Keep us, God. I wish we would be talking about we believe in some infinity stones and some rocks, but we serve the God that makes rocks. I wish we would be talking about you talking to Mary. Mary is no longer a virgin, and she's not to be prayed to. She's no longer on the planet. She's no longer living. I wish we would talk about we praying to Father, forgive us. Forgive us. Thank you, God, for keeping us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, everybody, just give God a praise right there. Come on, everybody, give God a praise right there in the comments. Do me a favor. Instagram, TikTok, I need somebody to type text harvest to 55498. That's what I call them, infinity stones. That's what I call them. We live in a world now where I got my stones. Baby, bye. I talk to the God that made the stones. I got my statues. Baby, bye. I talk to the God that made the metal that made your statue. I'm just talking to the stars. Baby, bye. I talk to the God that set them up there. Baby, bye. No. No. Why settle for a cheap imitation when you can get the real thing? Don't nobody want no RC Cola if I can have a Coca-Cola? Y'all ain't gonna say that to me, right? Don't nobody want no fake if you can have a real? Don't nobody want no Coach and you can have a Coach? And I'm not saying be materialistic. Don't nobody want no Louis Vuitton? And we can have a Louis Vuitton. And I'm not saying be materialistic. I just want to get the point home. That's all. That's all. You ready? That's ridiculous. Why would we settle? Let's go here. Let's transition. Do me a favor. Every platform share. When you share, people get saved. Let's transition real quickly. So Psalm, and this is what we're going to pray. He's our keeper. Psalm 121 and 5. So we prayed about unforgiveness. We prayed about not having regret. And I'm going to focus these last 15 minutes or so about God being our keeper. He's our keeper. So I just made reference to Romans chapter 1. And the Bible says that God will eventually give you, watch me, he will give you over to your own, if you grew up old school, King James, your own reprobate mind. Which means at a certain point, God says, if you keep resisting me, if you keep fighting me, if you keep wanting to, matter of fact, I'm going to go there to Romans just so you can hear a little bit of context. He said, at a certain point, I will just give you over to yourself. Have fun with that. How about it? And I need you, watch me, I had you to say thank you, but I need you to understand, all of us have seen some people where God has given them over to themselves. Wave at me if you've seen somebody like that. Wave at me if you've even been somebody like that before, where he gave you over to yourself, where he gave you over, that's the Holy Ghost, Lord, where he gave you over to yourself. All right, let me show you this. Or you know someone. So let me read Romans chapter 1. And let me, matter of fact, let me go. I'm going to go Old King James so that I can say reprobate. Okay. All right. Let's go. All right. All right. Okay. Let's go here. In Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1. And verse number, let's get down to verse number 28. All right, listen. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, being filled with unrighteousness. And then it starts listing all these things. Look at me. God says, if you want to do this without me, and you want to fight me, and you want to push me away, at a certain point, God says, I'll give you over. Have at it. Have fun with that. Here's what we're going to pray. Because Psalm 121 and 5 says he's your keeper. He's your keeper. If you go up old school church, there was a song. He'll keep you in perfect peace. I don't know. Y'all remember that old school song? If you keep your mind stayed on him. One of the things that God does to keep you is that look at me, he'll keep you from yourself. Did you hear me? He'll keep you from your own destructive ways. Is there anybody on prayer tonight beside me where you have watched God, I got you, Brad, where you watched God keep you? My hands up. Is there anybody where you've been suicidal and you watched him keep you? Is there anybody where you have been destructive? See, some people are secretly suicidal. What do you mean? They live with suicidal intentions. What do you mean? They're reckless. They're reckless in what they drink. They're reckless in what they smoke. They're reckless in what they inhale. They're reckless in who they sleep with. They're reckless in how they live. They're reckless in what they do, which means they're secretly suicidal because they live recklessly. You better hit me. He's our keeper, which means sometimes God says, I got to keep you from you. Good God. Father, we thank you. There it is, self-sabotage. We thank you for keeping us from ourselves, even when we didn't know we needed to be kept. We thank you for keeping us, even when we did not know that we needed to be kept. Thank you for protecting us from ourselves. Thank you for protecting us from sabotaging ourselves. Thank you for protecting us from negative decisions. Thank you for protecting us from doing crazy, irrational, unspiritual, stupid things. Thank you for every no that you gave us to keep us. There are some opportunities that had we been given, it would have been destructive to us. There are certain moves that had you made that move, it would have been destructive to you. There are certain people that had you hooked up with them, that would have been the end of you. There are certain people that had you hooked up with certain scenarios, that would have been the end of you. But you kept us. There are certain jobs that had you got that job, you would have lost your mind. There's been certain things you wanted to buy, but had you bought it, it would have bankrupted you. Okay, I'm glad by that. There are certain deals you wanted to go through that had it went through, it would have been awful. Thank you for keeping us from ourselves. In Jesus' name. Come on. Just say, he's my keeper. 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 Yes, he is. He's my keeper. Yes, he is. Yes. Ready? Let's go. Let's go further. Everybody share. When you share, people get saved. 3,035 people so far this year we've recorded have given their lives to the Lord. He's your keeper. Which means sometimes he has to keep you from yourself. There are things that you wanted to do that he wouldn't let you do. Let's go to this next part of him being your keeper. I should do a series on this in 2024. He's a keeper. So here's the second thing. You ready? There's some nouns he kept you from. People, places, things, and ideas. He'll keep you from yourself. But then sometimes there's some nouns he's going to keep you from. There's some nouns he's going to keep you from. People, places, things, and ideas. Okay? Sometimes, can I be honest with you? Them disappearing is God. Sometimes them walking out is God. Sometimes it ending is God. Sometimes things changing with them is God. Sometimes them not wanting to be your friend no more is God. Sometimes them changing on you overnight is God. The scripture talks about Laban, how Laban was doing Jacob wrong. And the Bible says that the Lord visited Laban in a dream and said, if you mess with Jacob, I'm going to kill you. Literally what God says to him. He says, you mess with him, I'm going to kill you. So the next day, Laban like, who did God have to threaten to protect you? I'm done. Who did God have to shut down to keep you? Y'all ain't talking to me in these prayer, in these comments. Talk to me. Who did God have to say, you, watch me, back up. And watch me. And this, they started acting funny with you. Friends started acting funny with you. Colleagues started acting funny with you. People who you'd spend hours and hours and hours and stripping lobster towels with, all of a sudden acting funny. You're like, what happened? Because he will keep you from certain nouns. People, places, things, and ideas. People, places, things, and ideas. Who did God threaten and you chasing? Talk, Bishop Kevin Foreman. Who did God threaten and you chasing? God threatened Laban and said, if you mess with him, I will take you out of here. Don't mess with him. Some of you chasing what God has threatened. This is why they act the way they do. This is why certain things happen. Because God says, I'm trying to keep you from something. I'm trying to keep. I was chatting with someone the other day, and they were telling me about a situation in their family. And they were telling me about how a relative got with somebody. And when they got with somebody, this somebody they got with turned their whole life. And that's where the person got strung out on cocaine and other drugs. And because of who they were with. And they said, we tried to tell them. And eventually they got strung out. You better hear me. Don't you chase what God cuts off. He's about to throw a shoe, Bishop. Throw the shoe. Come on, throw the shoe. God is speaking loud tonight. I promise you, every time I travel back and forth to Atlanta and do prayer for it's something about me getting above the warfare, getting above. It's something powerful about that. You ready? Okay. Listen to me. God literally, he literally will keep you. You cannot chase what he cut off. Don't you chase it. Because some of you, you are chasing destruction. You're chasing evil. And I know it feels good, but it's going to end bad. You're chasing something he cut off. Somebody should tweet that to me. Somebody should Insta story that phrase right there. If you don't get nothing out of prayer tonight, that you got to get that. We only got 7 minutes left. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you're our keeper and you have kept us from certain people, places, things, and ideas. There is nothing that you've cut off that we're missing. I'm going to say it again until the revelation drops. There is nothing that you have cut off that we're missing. I'm going to say it again until the revelation drops. I know you got it because you got it in because you responded in the comments. There is nothing that you've cut off that we are missing. There is nothing that you have cut off that we're missing. I'm gonna wait for you to get it. There is nothing that you have cut off that we're missing. I'm waiting on your comments to reflect your understanding. There is nothing that you have cut off that we're missing. I pray, God, that for some, what it is, it's the feeling that they missed. But ain't nothing missing. It's the scenario that they missed, but ain't nothing missing. It's the schedule that they missed. They ain't missing nothing. It's the routine that they missed. They ain't missing nothing. We lack nothing. You have given us, come on here, series, all things that pertain to life and to godliness. There is nothing that you cut off that we are missing. 2 Peter 1:3 makes that clear. Thank you for keeping us. 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 In Jesus' name. I can look back on my life where there's been times I wanted to connect with certain people. I wanted to do certain things, wanted to, whatever it might have been. And in that moment, I was like, oh, you know, whatever. And I might have not, you know, been, you know, pleased with the outcome. Look at me. There's not one time, and you better hear me clear, there is not one time where I ever look back and I watch me and I think I'm missing something. In fact, more often than not, and I can't think of a time he hasn't done it, I won't even be looking for it. He'll bring whoever that was back around and say, now that's what I kept you from. Shut up talking to me. He'll bring whatever the situation was. Maybe it was a deal I wanted to do. He'll bring that deal back around and he'll say, that's what I was keeping you from. That's why I didn't let that happen. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He'll bring the situation back around and say, this is what I was keeping you from. For some, I don't know who this is. There's somebody on here. You literally were in the middle of a real estate deal and you're like, God, how did this go haywire like this? You're going to see within the next 12 months what he was keeping you from. Who is that? Wave at me. Who is that? You were in a real estate deal and that thing just went sideways. Within 12 months, by this time next year, you're going to see exactly, I see your hands, you're going to see exactly what he was keeping. He was keeping you from something. He was keeping you from something. Oh, my God. He was keeping you from something. He is a keeper in Jesus' name. God is good to us. Father, seal what we've covered in prayer tonight. I got to stop. I'm not out of prayer, but I'm out of time. We'll keep it going on the pop-up tomorrow. Father, seal what we pray tonight. Don't let the enemy block us or stop us. Don't let unforgiveness show up. Don't let regret show up. And we thank you for being our keeper. He's a keeper. Yes, he is. Come on, choir. Everybody be in the choir. He's a keeper. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Y'all got to do it. You ready? He's a keeper. Jesus. Oh, my God. There are certain people. Look at me. There are certain people you wanted to let in your business, and you didn't. And if you look back, you can see that that thing went sideways real fast. He was keeping your tongue. There's certain things you're like, I don't know why I did that. He's a keeper. He's a keeper. This means, oh, shut up. He'll snatch you up, say, shut up. Don't you say nothing else. Shut your mouth. Don't you tell them nothing else. And you stand up here mad at him, and he's like, I'm your keeper. I'm your keeper. You sitting here mad, but little did you know that person was stabbing you in the back the whole time. I can't tell you the number of times that the Lord has said, son, this is what they were saying. And they don't take me into the room and I can hear what people are saying. Oh, the Holy Ghost ain't no joke. In Proverbs, he says that a bird will bring it into the room of the king to hear what's being discussed. It's the Holy Ghost. He'll take me into it and I can hear what's being said and I'll be like, oh, ain't this something? Oh. Ain't this something? Ain't this something? Ain't this something? Listen, we got to go, you all. Did prayer bless you tonight? If it blessed you, just say, thank you, Jesus. If it blessed you, say, thank you. And you sitting here mad. You sitting here all that. And God is like, let me keep you. This is why there's certain things you just have to say, God, all right, keep me. Keep me. Keep me. Keep me. Keep me. Keep me. All right. We'll pick this up in our pop-up tomorrow. Last three things I want to do. Number one, share if you haven't shared. When you share, people get saved. Number two, if prayer blessed you tonight, we're going to sow into this. And here's our seed from Psalm 121 and 5, because we focus him being our keeper. So whatever you sow, you put those numbers in it. Maybe you want to do $21.50, $51.21. You can do $25.11. Put that combination together and you sow that. All right. Maybe you want to do $1,215. But I encourage you to get a seed in the ground to lock prayer in. Let me tell you something. You'll never seal what you don't sow. You'll never seal what you don't sow. You'll never seal what you don't sow. If I was even to look at the anatomy of a human body, when a seed is released into an egg, it seals that thing, and then it produces something, right? There's no other seed that can penetrate that particular egg. It seals it, and then it produces something. Even in anatomy, it works the same way. You seal a word when that word speaks life into you. Where do we see that in the scripture? All throughout, but especially in 1 Samuel 9, when the man of God Samuel gave instructions, they sowed to seal. All right? How can you sow? You can use the Cash App, $, Bishop Fulmer with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. All of that is available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. Here's what we're going to call this seed tonight. You're already on a keeper. K-E-E-P-A. Keeper. Keeper. Or you can say keeper. All right? He's our keeper. That thing is good to me. This morning, I said, Lord, what is it? What do you want me to say? What is it today? What is it? Because I pray about what we pray about. I said, what is it today, Lord? What is it? He says, I'm your keeper. He says, I am your keeper. Remember that early this morning, he says, I am your keeper. And I looked at that scripture and he said, I want you to focus on that in prayer. I want your first reel of the day to be about that. He said, because sometimes people are angry, but I'm just keeping them. They mad, but I'm keeping them. And then we'll go further in the pop-up. Not only is he keeping you from some things, he's keeping you for some things. He's keeping you together. How do you think you have what you have? He kept that, right? Anyway, we'll get into that later on this week. All right, $, Bishop Fulmer, the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify, all of that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church, hello@harvestchurch.church. Again, what's our seed? It's keeper or keeper. That was the gospel song years ago. Whatever you sow, put these numbers in it, 1215. 512-5121 for Psalm 121 and 5. Maybe you just want to do $121.50. That's what I'm going to sow. But you put those numbers in it and you sow. All right. Last but not least, and I'll give you the giving methods again because I always get asked the second time. I'll give them to you one more time in just a minute. Tonight, you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure wherever you're at on the count of 3, all you have to do is do the hand with the emoji or say it's me. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord or be sure. 2,000 years ago, God stepped in a body. The body was called Jesus. The body died so that you and I could have life and life more abundantly. Those you say, I just spent an hour praying with you. I just need you to take 60 seconds. Just take a tithe of that. Not even a tithe of that. Take a percent of that and pray that people would come to the Lord. That people would come to the Lord tonight. Scales fall off our eyes. Scales fall off our ears. And that people will respond tonight. If that's you, on any platform, you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. And on 3, you do the hand wave emoji or say it's me. 1, 2, 3, wherever you're at, do the hand wave emoji or say it's me. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Tonight's your night. Black, white, tall, short, Asian, Hispanic, mixed, which really everybody's got something in them. Ain't nobody 100% nothing. There's one, everybody's included. Nobody's excluded. Jesus died for everybody. There's 2. Wherever you're at, you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. There's 2. There's a few more. There's a few more. There's a few more. There's a few more. Where are you at? There's a few more. Where are you at? We're waiting on you. I'm going to count down from 3, and then we got to pray. We got to go. There's 3. Wherever you're at, 3. There's 4. 2. We're waiting on you. There's at least one more. You're in a safe place, guys. This is when you're a Bishop Fulmer, you're safe. When you see this B, this means safety. There's four. When you see the V, you're in a safe place. And there's 5. God, take us in the overflow. I'm going to count down from 3. You need to respond. If that's you, respond. Don't wait. Don't let the enemy keep you in fear. I don't want to do the button. It's between me and God. Actually, it's not. Jesus said, if you deny him publicly, he'll deny you. It's kind of like, Jesus said you can't deny him publicly. There's 6. Wherever you're at, do that hand wave emoji or say it's me. Wherever you're at. All right. 3, waiting on you. 2, waiting on you. Okay, we're at 7 now. 1. You can keep responding. Everybody pray this with me. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forward. There's 8. There's 9. If I fail or if I fall, give me the grace to get right back up again. Today is the beginning of the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, guys, you just prayed that prayer. Bible says, heaven's rejoicing, we're rejoicing. You're born again. But I didn't feel nothing. There's 10. You don't have to feel anything. It's not a feeling. It's faith. It's not a feeling. It's faith. It's not a feeling. It's faith. I don't have to feel the air. It's here. All right. I don't have to feel like if I walk out and step off this thing and jump off this building that it's going to be some trouble. I have to feel that. It's just, it's the reality of it. Let me walk you through what to do next. You're going to text Harvest to 55498. It's pinned on these two platforms. It's back at the bottom of the screen. You're going to text Harvest to 55498. When you do that, come on, Yamika, you better keep that count. I love it. When you do that, you're going to enter the option for salvation. And I want to put a message into your hand called What Next? Now that you've given your life to the Lord, what do you do next? Let me walk you through that process. All right. Again, for those of you of us sowing, and I encourage everybody to be a sower. Sowing is just a way of life. And then you'll make your living from your giving, not your job. When you're a sower, you're never concerned about your job. You're never concerned. You ready? You're never concerned about money when you're a giver because you make your living from your giving, not from a job. It just doesn't matter, right? You can make less but have more because when you're a faithful giver, you will always flourish, all right? I encourage some of you, Harvest is your church, I'm your pastor. Maybe you need to begin, if you're not already, if Harvest is your church, I'm your pastor, this is where your tithe goes. You feed what feeds you, right? You pour into what pours into you. You bless what blesses you. And so, again, how can you sow? $ Bishop Formal with the number 2. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify, all of that is available. The email is hello at harvestchurch.church. If you want to use the method I use, which is text to give, just go to harvestchurch.church. Go to the website and tap the giving options, and you'll see it all there. It's pinned on every platform, and you can do that. I love you guys. I pray you have an amazing night. I'll see you for the pop-up tomorrow. Again, that's why you want the app so you know when I go live tomorrow. It'll probably be way earlier than normal tomorrow. It'll be a therapy Tuesday, but we're going to stick with this keeper thing. He's my keeper. Yes, he is. And we're going to stick with this for a few days. I love you guys. Have an amazing night. Hey, do me a favor. When we hop off, not only sow, but share. Don't just show it, but share this thing with somebody. If it bless you, imagine what it's going to do to bless somebody else. I know it's an hour, but the truth is, we live in a world now of on-demand, and people be flipping on TikToks and YouTubes and Instagrams and stuff all the time. You don't know whose life you could change with a simple click of a button to share. Love you all. Shalom to you. Have a good night. Love you. See you, TikTok. Love y'all. Love y'all over there. See you. Shalom. Love y'all over there.